This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Hopefully you have tickets to the Panthers game tonight. You go there, you stop at Funky Buddha, the tap room right across from Pantherland. Get yourself a little Funky Buddha before you see Brad Marchand make his debut for the Panthers tonight. Plenty of stuff going on at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. They've got the new lemon meringue pie beer. They've got sticky treats back. They've got that spring dinner coming up on April 11th. You can get tickets at funkybuddha.com. And there's an official Panthers watch party April 2nd at Funky Buddha. They're going to have the mascot there and a whole bunch of food and drink specials as well. So that's next Wednesday. That's Wednesday next week, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. We are live at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach. And Crowder has been gambling on some horse races all afternoon. He's kind of treading water, I think.
I'm breathing, Hawk. I'm breathing.
Yeah.
But we're going to see.
You got a few more races to hit him over the head.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on.
All right. Well, let's see it. Let's make it
number
happen.
Number 10 in race 9.
All right. Tomorrow, by the way, at Gulfstream Park is the Florida Derby. It is one of the biggest race days of the year. And you can get all the info at GulfstreamPark.com. They have so much stuff coming up. The mandatory Rainbow Pick 6 payout is this Sunday, estimated at $3 million. Pick 6 race starts at 7, race 7 at 4.05 p.m. on Sunday. And I told you, there's so much going on here, including the Stanley Cup, which will be on display here at 10 Palms, which is where we're doing the show. It'll be on display here Saturday, April 5th, so a week from tomorrow. You can come on out. You can see the Stanley Cup. You can grab a delicious bite in 10 Palms and take in the live racing action. All the info is at GulfstreamPark.com. Let us get headlines because we have a bunch of stuff to get to this hour. Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
This just came across my timeline. It's a picture of Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. They're celebrating 328 Day, March 28th, which is today, of course, a nod to when the Patriots were down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and they came all the way back and they won. His girlfriend takes a mirror selfie. She's holding a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Belichick is holding a tumbler. And they just look like, a happy young couple.
Live your best life, Bill Belichick.
And he put his hoof down on this foolishness.
He's having a resurgence, man.
He got to put his hoof down.
Nah, he's having a resurgence.
She wants to fly in the air, and he's airplaning her with his feet and all. Man, he got to put his foot
down. Yeah, but everybody likes that. Everybody, you know, he got castigated for that move. Everybody likes to play the helicopter with the feet holding them up. That's a great game.
You are the best coach in football history. Put your foot down. No, I'm not taking a picture
Live your best life.
You got to put his feet down.
Yeah.
He's got to recruit kids now.
They invited me to a charity event in New Orleans.
Who did?
Belichick and his old lady.
Really?
Well, his young lady.
You going?
No. It was during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I protested.
Mm.
Put your foot down, Bill.
Well, you can't because both your feet are broken.
Right. Can you imagine if you had done that to Asia? You guys would have, she would have crumpled to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Her face would hit that sand so hard.
No, but I like it, you know, Hawk, because he's got to recruit kids now. So the TikTok dances, like he's really – what he's doing here is like a science project. He's trying to make sure he's prepared for this new task.
I was told that's how Carson Beck – a lot of people think it was the Cavender girls – Carson Beck ended up in Miami because Mario Cristobal airplaned him. That's true.
Airplane.
Everyone loves that. It's a deal closer for most people.
So Mario airplaned Carson Beck.
Yeah.
And that's how he got
there. Yeah, you hold up on the air and you feel like you're flying. That's fun.
I don't know if I feel funny because I got a daughter. Solana, you have no kids. I don't know if you are capable of making them. And Hawk, you got a son. I don't like it.
I think it was the Latinas that got Carson Beck down here, Hawk. I don't know if you've seen some of the rumors.
He's having fun?
Yeah, you know, Snapchat's gotten him in trouble in the past, and it seems like, you know, a couple weeks on Coral Gables campus, perhaps hitting the Grove. You meet.
Hey, we know how Mike McDaniel looks 3 years in, man. He looks like, you know how Carson Beck looks, you know, like so, opie-ish or whatever.
Yeah.
You wait till he's got a full season under his belt in Coral Gables.
We touched on this. I don't know if you all have, Hawk. We kind of touched on this thing where he came down here to be with the Cavenders. No, he came down here to make $4 million, and coincidentally, the Cavender was here with him.
I believe that to be a fact as well.
Like, come on, man. Like, no.
I think if UNLV offered $6 million, he'd have been in Vegas.
And their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this beautiful love story. No, it's not. This is a money story.
Well, it's not a love story anymore. It doesn't matter. They're broken up.
That's what I was going to say. Like, there was, oh, my goodness, he's heartbroken. He's not heartbroken. He's available.
Listen, man, I've been there. Hey, you can hang out with Haley. Or you meet an Isabella. Or a Camila.
You know, Asia's half Cuban.
You've been there, huh?
He hasn't been there. He's a virgin.
Roy's laughing.
F you, Roy.
Roy's only sticking around to see if either of us are going to eat this last chicken slider.
Roy waiting for round two. Roy, them just appetizers, man. Got a whole dinner coming.
He said, no way.
No way.
No way. I'm going to have to cook that tilapia after all.
Watch it, Hawk.
All right. Anything in the headlines?
No idea.
All right.
The Marlins play tonight, 7:10 p.m. They're 1-0.
The dream of 162-0 is alive.
Solana, you really believe that you had all the ladies back in the day,
That's
huh?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
He said, I've been there. He's like been there. He knows what Carson Beck's going through.
You've been a starting quarterback in college making $4 million a year. You know how that is. And Solana.
Been there.
That's not what I said. Not what I
He's
said.
Been there.
You tore your ACL playing intramural soccer with Chris Whittingham.
You know he tore both his labrums?
When he fell?
Yep.
That's not true. That's not true.
Your labrum's torn? Did you put your arms out or you just fell over like a redwood?
Am I lying? I thought you said you tore your labrum.
Oh.
Not both. And I didn't tear my labrum. I have something they're calling.
You. What do you got? The ninth race?
Extreme bursitis.
All right, here you go. Here's a voucher. Here's a voucher. Put $25 to win. Let me see what horses are running here in the ninth.
Y'all done ruined my wife.
This is for all of us. This is for all of us.
Y'all ruined my wife. She over here walking up, pointing at the ninth race.
Put $25 to win on the number eight. Dunder Cheap. 25 to win. There's a $25 voucher. 25 to win, number eight. We'll laugh all the way to the bank.
She has a book.
I mean, I've never found her that attractive. She's like a female Defoe walking around with the racing program. She's got the pen in her mouth. I mean, she is a tout.
What have y'all done to my wife?
That is beautiful.
She got a book.
Sorry, I was just thinking of the Camilas and the Isabellas.
All right, come on. We have anything else to get through so we can get to Cuno?
None of them. You were in book clubs.
I think we're all in agreement that Texas Tech will be moving on to the Final Four after they beat Florida tomorrow.
Wow.
I hope not. I'm going to have to move.
Let's go Red Raiders.
I got one of my biggest bets ever on Hard Rock Bet app on the Gators already.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
The Heat will play tomorrow, 7:30, versus the Philadelphia 76ers. And Inter-Miami will play tomorrow as well. No word yet if Leo Messi is going to play, but he will be available for the Herons as they continue their MLS slate. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows will drop into the 70s. By the way, Novak Djokovic did win, so I believe he will play in the final. The other semifinal, Taylor Fritz, the American, is playing. If he wins, he'll advance and play Novak in the Miami Open final. And the women's final will be tomorrow. American Jessica Pegula will go up against Aryna Sabalenka, the world's number one.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You going to eat that cornbread?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You've got Panthers hockey tonight, by the way. Speaking of Funky Buddha, of course, they have the Funky Buddha tap room inside the Amerant Bank Arena. You have a little Brad Marchand debut tonight. For the Florida Panthers, you will hear the game here on this radio station. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay will be on the call. Just looking if there's any late updates. I'm checking out like George Richards' Twitter account here, see if there's any possible late updates on the Panthers and Marchand. And it says from George Richards, Brad Marchand will make his Florida Panthers debut tonight. So there you go. Tonight, you will see him in a Cats uni.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, be fun.
I'm excited. Yes, yes. It's
you will.
The playoff preview. I want to see our, all our big guns.
Again, you will hear the game tonight here on this radio station. We have done the show today at Gulfstream Park at 10 Palms, and we've had a ton of fun. Always enjoy doing shows out here. It'll be our final show for the season. And then next season, we'll be back out here doing shows at 10 Palms. But we love it out here. Tomorrow is the $1 million Curlin Florida Derby. Now, tomorrow, it's a full day of live racing. 14 races on the card. First post is 11:30 a.m. You can visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the info. Tomorrow is sold out, but there is a ton of stuff coming up at Gulfstream Park. There's live racing now Thursdays through Sundays. So make plans to spend a day at the races this spring or summer. Thursday through Sundays is when you have live racing. Look at this. W2 Roy, he is taking off for the day. Tell Nikki we say hello.
Hey.
Always have a good time with W2 Roy when he shows up at one of our events.
He's tired, man.
He's tired. He put in his day. He was at the labor pool at 4:30 this morning.
Still
made time to get over here, and then he's got to cook up his tilapia tonight. I mean, that guy puts in a full day. I don't know what you're joking about.
Tilapia was not on my bingo card.
That
I'm not gonna lie.
Took me for a ride.
What'd you make?
I mean, tilapia. If you gave me a guess, go back and listen to W2 Roy in the 4 o'clock hour if you want to hear what we're talking about. Anyway, thank you to everyone at Gulfstream Park. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. We couldn't have done the lighting without you. Always appreciate your help. Now I know why it takes him so long. I know why it takes him so long to break down at night. He's got 45 light trusses.
Light him up, Tree.
Appreciate Solana and Jimmy back in the studio, our promotions team that was out here at 10 Palms as well. You got Hurricane Rewind coming up tonight on the radio station, and then Panthers Hockey with Doug Plagans. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Marlins. Feels good to say that again.
Hey.
Go Heat. Go Panthers. You can say...
go Gators.
You can say that. I can't say that. No, I cannot say that. I cannot say that.
No, I cannot.
Have fun at the Florida Derby if you're coming out to Gulfstream tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day of racing. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
I'm broke.